Welcome to this week's Audio Follow Friday. I'm Tim Keenan. My guest on this edition of Audio Follow Friday is Rebecca Michaels of @RebeccaMichaels. Brought to you by CreativeMediaRecording.com, providing audio post-production for video and new media, voiceover recording, and ISDN connection to voices and studios around the world. Rebecca Michaels is a voiceover artist known for her audio smile, warmth, kind authority, and sometimes quirky sound, an American girl-next-door personality. She's worked on projects for Nestle, Hewlett-Packard, and Google. Focused solely on voiceover for the last few years in her home studio, she works from, get this, Rome, Italy, but is a California native working professionally in VO and acting since 2001. Rebecca, thanks for joining us from Italy today.
I'm very happy to be here with you, Tim. Thank you.
So we know you're in voiceover, but tell us a little bit about what you do and maybe something that you're working on right now.
Sure. Basically, I do a variety of corporate work, primarily podcasts, e-learning, training, or sometimes you understand them to be called screencasts, and sometimes some special phone system messaging.
Is there one specific project that you're working on that you want to tell us about?
Well, it's actually a project I finished, a precious project in my heart. It's a VO narration I did for SaveTheCancunTigers.com. Anybody who knows me knows I'm a real animal advocate. And this was a really informative call to action video about 8 tigers essentially trapped in Mexico because of bureaucracy. And there's a sanctuary ready to receive them. And it's been ready since last year in September of 2009. That really makes my skin get all, you know, goosebumps, because my goals, in addition to doing character work, is to work on programs that educate people and help animals.
Oh, that sounds great. Now, let me ask you, do you get much work in Italy being there? Do you do anything in English in Italy?
No. Actually, I really haven't had an Italian client yet, but I do get work in Europe. I've worked always in the English language. I don't do any other language, but I have worked with Germans, and I have India as a client base. I have had some inquiries from England and Spain and Australia. So I'm worldwide.
Yeah, this is cool. You are truly becoming a world voice.
I am.
So I suppose that Twitter then is really important, because it's one way to kind of keep, you know, things going all around the world on a sort of a 16-hour basis, you know?
Yeah, I would totally agree with that. I can't even remember how I found out about Twitter, but for me, it was sort of serving two purposes. I don't know if I could survive in Italy being an American California girl so far from home. I mean, I love Italy, but, you know, I'm also American. And so it was personally a way for me to really feel connected still to America. And then it turned into a business tool when I started connecting it with my LinkedIn profile. I'm a strong LinkedIn user as well, and I found a lot of really good connections through the combined Twitter and LinkedIn. And that's where I actually found some clients in Australia, too. So and my timing is great, because I love my lifestyle. I love the hours that I keep. And I keep hours that are good for the U.S. and for my clients. I'm a late night person, so I get to play in the day and work at night primarily. And that's really nice for my own body clock.
Hey, who did that cool Twitter icon of yours?
I did.
Wow.
Thank you.
It pops. No, I'm serious. It pops. I always see your tweets there just because of your icon. It's very well done.
Yeah, that's how we met. You saw it and you said, hey, that's a nice Twitter profile pic. And I said, well, thanks. And I hadn't met you before that.
And building on social networking, you know, the LinkedIn, there's a lot of voiceover subgroups on LinkedIn, too. So that's another powerful tool, right?
Very powerful. And combined with Twitter, wow.
So you're in Italy, but how can folks get a hold of you?
Well, people can find me on Twitter at Rebecca Michaels, all one word. They can find me on my website at www.lovethatrebecca.com. And I'm as Rebecca Michaels on Facebook and LinkedIn, too.
That's great. Sounds good. Rebecca, thanks so much for being here.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Tim. Thank you for having me.
We'll be back in subsequent weeks with interviews with some of our favorite Twitter networking friends and experts.